It is Toya DeLazy. It's called My City on East Coast Radio, and all part of Play Local on a Sunday. Now, we got another amazing musician coming up in a moment or two. His name is Miles Jacoby. He's from Durban. Can you believe that? We are chatting to him next. Question, have I said the surname correct?
Jacoby is correct. Yeah, is Miles Jacoby.
Like Jacoba.
Well, I've heard it every which way. Jacoby, Jacoby, whichever way you can think of it. Jacoby. But Jacoby is the correct pronunciation, yes.
Okay. So if I had to give you a few seconds, we do this sometimes.
Mm.
And I think it's only safe to do this to you.
Okay.
If I had to give you 30 seconds to give us a CV about who you are, how would it sound like? Your time starts now.
My name is Miles Jacoby. Music's been a big part of my life from very early days. Got my first guitar when I was 6 years old.
Right.
I've been playing ever since. Also play piano, drums, and all the other band instruments. Studied a bit of music theory, but really thrive on playing live. I had a couple bands over the years down in Cape Town. Had some bands, and then also met a brief stint over in Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow.
Played there in 2015, lived there for a while, and got to really experience the local culture there.
Mm.
So my motivation at the moment, being back here, is to take everything that I've learned so far over the years and release a new album, which is coming out soon, hopefully later this month.
Okay, so we're going to pause with the album.
Yes.
We're going to talk about just your career. South African music nowadays is at a different phase where it was, but obviously you're writing music that is appealing to you. How do you think you're remaining relevant in 2018?
2018, obviously there's a big movement towards the dance pop movement.
Right.
There's a lot of international artists out there that I think have a big influence on how it's going, and it's obviously ever changing, which is great. As a musician, what it means for me is I've got to try and adapt my style slightly while still keeping true to myself, which is what I've tried to do in my recent works.
Okay. And of course, your inspiration, where do you get it from?
I've got quite an old school taste. A lot of 80s rock, a lot of 90s rock.
But he doesn't look it. Trust me, he doesn't look it like a rock.
You're very kind. a lot of Matchbox 20 and Collective Soul, and from the 80s side, a lot of Bon Jovi, Bryan Adams, that sort of thing. So to bring that stuff forward is quite a challenge, but it's been an exciting challenge in making that hopefully still relevant today.
You know what's interesting, Miles, is we connected on email, right? And I never had an interest in an artist whose video who I saw on YouTube, and I said, this is a unique South African song.
Yes.
And I thought music like this was no longer coming out. So when I heard this, I was like, we got to get you on the show. But this comes to a very important question. And it's a very delicate question, but I'm going to ask it in the most simplest way I can.
Sure.
What has happened to South African rock music?
My goodness, that's a good question. I think there's a lot of people out there asking the same question as well. I'm still a very big believer in the rock genre. That's why I still want to keep those electric guitar solos in where I can, even if I have to disguise them cleverly. But it's a genre that I still very, very much believe in. And if we can keep it around, even in the modern climates of the modern dance genre, the modern pop genre, then I'm definitely one to keep to that and keep it around.
Wow, that's a very good answer, because I like that. I don't want it to... You know, South African music is amazing, whatever style it may be. But I feel like the more variety we have, the more better it is.
Absolutely.
To the world, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're talking to Miles Jacoby. Got it correct?
Yes.
We're hanging out with him on East Coast Radio. We're going to chat to him more and also play his new single. Okay, it's DJ Kunis on East Coast Radio. It's called Starry Sky. Play local on a Sunday. I'm nervous to mention your surname again.
It's Miles Jacoby.
Miles Jacoby. I'm thinking of Marc Jacobs.
Okay.
And I'm thinking of Jacob's Coffee.
All right.
All these Jacobs. Jacobs and Jacoby, almost the same.
And make the link through that way.
Right, so let's get to your song called 24.
That's correct.
This is the one that's available online. I think you recently put up the video as well.
Yes.
Take us through the song.
The song, well, obviously the title gives it away. It was written quite a while ago. But yeah, it's just basically your upbeat radio-friendly song.
Look at you.
And it was written a while ago. I actually can't even remember the original thing, but I think it's just based on innocent crushes. And I think no matter what age you are, I think from when you're at school, in your 20s to later on in life, you know, sometimes you take an interest in someone, and it's just a nice little sweet, harmless, you know, innocent crush type song. But yeah, it's a nice upbeat tune, and hopefully something that you guys enjoy.
Cool. Miles, thank you very much for hanging out with us.
Thank you very much.
I know it's a Sunday. You could be anywhere, but you're here with us.
thank you very much for that.
And all the best for the year ahead.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure you have lots and lots of plans ahead, and this song is the start of many things to come.
Absolutely.